Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
21 of the last 22 times they scored. Here's Sims to throw in third down. Up the middle, touchdown, Bavaro. Bavaro goes to one knee, genuflex in prayer, as a 13-yard throw over the middle answers the prayer for the Giants fan.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Right back at it on The Fan in New York, a little 50 for Queens, though. A lot of people coming home from Queens, a lot of Mets fans on the line, so I'm going to take these calls, try and be quick, say your thought or ask your question, and let's just keep the line moving because these are the nights that people want to call The Fan and be heard and, you know, screen record the Odyssey app and send it to their friends because we live in this digital age where these memories will be saved forever. 888-808-1019, Bob in Middletown, New Jersey on The Fan.
How you doing, Keith? Love your show. You're always great. One thing I noticed that you can see very, very easily is that the Mets very rarely miss a good pitch. You know, they're on fire. They really know how to hit the ball, especially in, on base, you know, runners in scoring position. The Yankees look like they're cold. You know, Wells looks incredibly cold. I can't remember the last time he got a hit. Volpe looks like he's trying to hit a...
Yeah, Wells got hit the other night, but, you know, go on.
Well, Volpe,
not a big hit.
They just look like they're pressing too much. They really look like they're pressing. The Yankees need to just relax, take a deep breath, and just like the Mets, like the one previous caller said, the Mets look like they're having fun. The Yankees look like, you know, I'm a diehard Yankee fan. I call you a lot, and you know that I am, but I just see the Yankees look like a team that expects to win. They look like, you know, they're the bloated New York Yankees. We're going to win. The only problem is they need to be more like Jazz. They really do. They need to be more like Jazz, like a kid. They need to go out there and play some ball. You know, Judge looks like he's starting to press. He looks like he's starting to get baited into that outside slider again. He has to be more cognizant of that. They always try to get him out with that pitch, you know, and I just wish that they would just relax, take a deep breath. And like I've heard so many coaches in baseball say, get up there and hit a good pitch. You know, that's exactly what the Mets are doing. They're having fun and they're putting hits together. They're stringing rallies together. They look like they're on fire. They're having a lot of fun.
You know? Thanks for the call, Bob. 888-808-1019. We don't have to be like the Yankee fans calling and making it about the Yankees. Austin Wells has a hit in both of these games. Also, tip your cap to the Mets' advanced scouting, their preparation, their hitting coach, their manager. Yeah, they're not missing too many pitches. They don't have pitches to miss. They're not rolling out of bed expecting to win like the Yankees. They're the make-it-happen Mets. They're imposing their will. They're making things happen. They're dominating the Phillies. They're literally taking their hearts. That's how you got to do it in the postseason. So we don't have to make it about the Yankees. We don't have to make it about Judge. The series is 1-1. Every series in baseball is 1-1. Well, not the Mets series now. 888-808-1019. Don in Linden, New Jersey on The Fan. What's up, Don?
Well, thanks for taking the call. You know, that's true. I mean, I'm a lifelong Mets fan, as you know, and
the Yankee series is only 1-1, and a lot of the Yankee fans are very, very down, and they go out to Kansas City. They might win the next two games.
Yeah, not to make it about the Yankees, because I did this last night. But what if Judge hits two homers tomorrow? Everybody's just going to jump back on. Oh, Judge is the MVP. He's the man. Well, we don't know.
Well, the thing is too that the Yankee fans are too accustomed to getting bounced in October. It's been a while since, well, they got to the NLCS in 2017, but, you know, they want that 28th championship, man. I'm waiting for that third championship, and I hope I get it soon. I'm 69.
Could be this year. Who knows? They, like I said, they are the prototype. This is the type of team that gets hot in October. They always talk about who's the most hot. Not only are they hot, they have this magic and all these gimmicks and all these like cool things. People are showing up dressed as Grimace. There's a playoff pumpkin. There's OMG signs. Like, there's some cosmic energy around this team.
Before I go, over the last decade, the Mets have kind of improved. I think it's their performance. They went to the series. They've been in the postseason four times. They've had four winning seasons. So we're climbing out of that horror show that was from 2008 to 2015.
Yes, thanks for the call. And, I mean, this is the beginning of the David Stearns era. It's literally year one. I don't think he expects to go backwards. I think they are going to be perennial contenders. How could you not be with the money that your owner has? How could you not be in the market that you're in? How could you not be with Francisco Lindor, who should be the MVP as Shohei Ohtani steps into the box? I have eyes on the Dodgers versus Padres game. Let's see. Maybe the Padres go up 2-1. Maybe they don't. Who knows? 888-808-1019. Jay in Newark. You're on the Fan in New York. Yeah, Ohtani struck out again. Go on. Put Jay on hold. And that gives me an opportunity to talk about Shohei Ohtani, who's going to win NL MVP, and Judge is going to win the American League MVP. First game, yeah, he came out, hit a home run. Second game, he had some strikeouts. He went 0-for. I don't think in Los Angeles they're calling the radio station saying, this guy sucks, he can't hit in his first postseason. I also don't think they have afternoon drive hosts going on their radio shows saying, bench him. It doesn't make any sense. You got to be dense. Like, you got to actually be a whole idiot to, like, want to bench the MVP of the league. Both teams. You need that guy if you plan on doing anything. So what's the point in benching that guy? You're not benching guys in October. This is it. Daniel's out on Long Island. Daniel, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. How are you?
Good. Hanging out for a while.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Thanks.
Super. I love listening to you guys, on my drive home from work, so I really appreciate that. I just wanted to say that.
Thank you.
A little awkward how you're saying about all the Yankee callers calling in about the Mets when I mean, that's the nature of my call. I'm a huge Yankee fan. I think just Yankee fans in general are just pissed off. Like, the Mets, seeing that they have everything in control, they're it feels like a dominating, like somebody said before, they're having fun. Yankees just have all this pressure on them. You know, Judge is MVP of the league. Everyone's riding him out. Pete Alonso, it's up until that home run against the Brewers. No, everyone's like, oh, that's it. This is Pete's last season. Now he just bought himself a contract with one swing, you know?
Yeah, I just think it's premature for Yankee fans to be so down and negative. It's like the fair weatherness is so weak. It's so soft. This is what happens. Everybody lost a game.
Yeah, but at the same point, like what you're saying with Ohtani, this is Ohtani's first year in the playoffs, and he had a 3-run homer in his first game to tie the game. And then you have Judge, who's proven, I don't know exactly how many games Judge has played in the postseason, but he's a proven track record. I think he's batting .211 in the postseason, just not coming up clutch for the Yankees, doing what he needs the most.
And I'm tired of everybody going back to the years past about Judge. It's about right now. He's pressing. He's swinging out of his shoes. He's off balance. But so what? This guy has another opportunity. It's two games after having a week off. Let's see. I'll be on tomorrow night. We're watching the game at American Whiskey. If he sucks again, if he's not getting it done again, we'll speak on it. But honestly, like, he worked a walk. He legged out a infield single. It's coming. I think we got to relax. It's a series. It's a five-game set.
Yeah, but you have in the first inning, you have two guys on that to work the walk, and then all of a sudden they pitch the Judge with confidence.
And unfortunately, Cole Reagans
was trying to give away the game, and the Yankees did not take it. But that is baseball, Susan. It's okay. You're going to get other opportunities. You're going to get other at-bats. Daniel, thank you for making your first call into my show. I appreciate it. But what I was saying is, let Met fans enjoy things. Let Met fans call the station and live in their moment. It doesn't have to be about the Yankees and what they're not doing and compared to what the Mets are doing. Rob is in Connecticut, or is going to Connecticut. He's coming home from the game. What's up, Rob?
Hey, Keith. I'm going to help lift your spirits as a diehard Mets fan. And I want to just tell you, I grew up in Queens. I've bled orange and blue my entire life. I am the father of three sons. And I never imagined the joy that I experienced tonight at a baseball game would Good. Ever happen with my children.
Good.
And it has been such a magical run. It has been so much fun to watch this team. And it's about so much more than baseball when you have children and you want to enjoy things like this with them. And it brings them joy and it brings them hope and it brings them smiles. And we are just enjoying this run. And like you said, it is all gravy after this. It has been so much fun. And this is really the baseball we've been waiting for a really long time. And I know a lot of Mets fans are feeling it tonight because the feeling at the stadium tonight was absolutely electric. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thanks for the call, Rob. For the fathers out there that made their kids Mets fans, live in the moment with your sons, your daughters as well, your family. Right, for the young Mets fans that could show up to Citi Field at 2 p.m. for a block party, get out of school, go there, a 5:08 start where the game is over, you're driving home, you can go to bed tonight, 11 o'clock, get up and go to school with your Mets hat on, your Mets jersey on, and be proud. Good for you. Good for you.
He's talking about you.
Lenny, Long Island, on the Fan in New York.
Keith, love what you're doing with the show. Just like the last caller, I'm driving home from the game with my daughter, celebrating with my nephew and my niece tonight. I'm a lifetime Mets fan, grew up in the Bronx as a Mets fan. Childhood there. But really just love the energy at Citi Field tonight. We're having a lot of fun. We got Grimace. We got OMG. But the best part about it is we're beating up on the Phillies and Bryce Harper. So gotta love that. Fun time to be a Mets fan, which is, it's been a long time since we've been able to say that.
Thanks for the call. Drive safely. Happy for you guys, honestly. Mets success doesn't do anything to harm me as a Yankee fan who's had nothing but success. Did Profar catch? Oh, so I'm like, time out for a second. Profar was this close to robbing Mookie Betts again of a home run. He tricked Mookie where Mookie stopped his home run trot and started to head towards the dugout. This Padres-Dodgers series has juice as well in a different way. There's animosity between these division rivals. Obviously, fans throwing things. Good game on right now. But back to the Mets game and the division rivals with the Phillies. The Phillies are no-showing. Guys like Alec Boehm, nada. Trying to leg out a double, nah. Harper had a hit, but like Harper's supposed to be this all-time postseason performer. You know, like where is he at right now? What's he thinking right now? You know, the Phillies put their promo video together. It was him driving to the stadium with all the talk about Red October and what the Phillies were going to do and it being their year and winning the World Series.
That does make it a little sweeter right now. If the Mets finish the job either tomorrow or Friday, that it is the Phillies.
Oh, I could keep going. Ooh. JT Realmuto.
Yep.
Wasn't he supposed to be a Met?
I think a lot of Mets fans wanted him to be a Met.
Yeah, no, he's over there doing nada. He's over there doing nothing but being mad, getting mad, talking to Brandon Nimmo.
They are going to get mad because, again, just like last year, the Phillies have been one of the top teams in baseball the entire regular season. And just like last year, they ran into an incredibly hot team like the Diamondbacks. And again, we had this discussion earlier tonight about how much is the factor of teams not clinching and really playing all 162, maybe that last week or two, like it's a must-win situation, and how much it actually plays a factor with them going deep into the postseason. Rather than sitting and clinching everything, Yankees, Phillies, et cetera, et cetera. Sure. And you do wonder if that is a factor, that these teams are just kind of cold, and it takes them a few days to kind of rev everything back up again.
Yeah, and it's baseball, so they're not just that much better than these other wild card teams. It's not because their record over the course of 162 put them there. They could have a record that's 10 games better. It does not mean that they're that much better than the team that they're facing. Let's try Jay out in Newark again. Jay, are you ready this time?
Yeah. Hey, Keith, thanks for taking my call. Shout out to you and blessings to you always. Big fan of your show, by the way. I just want to say, man, these Mets, enjoy it, Mets fans, because we all know we don't get this very often. History says we don't get these results often. But when we do, it's absolutely amazing. Keith, blessings. Keep doing the good work that you do. And that's all I got to say.
You got it. Like I said, man, I just am not getting in the way. It's not about me. I know there's a lot of Met fans that I own. I live rent-free in their head from some of the trolling and the making fun and the chanting or whatever. And that's when it's one versus one. When it's Subway Series time, I'm at your neck. When it's Queens versus the Bronx, when it's Flushing, you know, Citi Field, and I'm at your neck because we're rivals. That's how it should be. But as a radio host in New York City, the Yankees are not playing tonight. I watched that whole Mets game, and the whole time I'm just sitting here shaking my head like, this is incredible. Like, it's just, like, if you like baseball and you can take yourself out of the rivalry and the fact that you wear a Yankee hat and not a Mets hat, like, it's a special run, and you got to respect it.
It has nothing to do with Yankees and Mets. Mets fans shouldn't care what the Yankees do. Yankees fans shouldn't care what the Mets do.
But we always will.
But you always will. Worry about your own stuff. This has the chance to be one of the really, like, cooler Cinderella runs. Like, remember, like, old school when Gonzaga didn't used to be Gonzaga in the tournament?
Sure.
And they'd make it in, and they just get to the Sweet 16, Elite Eight for, like, three or four straight years.
I saw George Mason beat UConn in D.C., and that's still one of the, like, greatest sports moments I saw live, because we didn't even want to go to that game.
Right.
we didn't think there was a chance that they could do it.
This Mets team was mediocre at best. 2 months ago. I know they had the best record since June 1st in the league. I understand that. But they were...
They were imploding, dude. They were losing. Yes. They were losing games that they weren't supposed to lose. Yeah. We were laughing at them / saying, oh, well, it's not a guarantee.
Happen, what's going to do with Pete Alonso?
They're blowing leads. Yeah.
All this stuff. And 6 weeks later, 8 weeks later, they're one win away from an NLCS appearance. They're 5 wins away from a World Series appearance and 9 wins away from having a World Series championship. And that's how quickly it turns. And that's why what Evan Roberts always said is just get in the tournament and you never know what's going to happen. Everything else means nothing. Just get in and kind of maneuver your way from there.
That's why I didn't understand Mets fans that were like, I'm out on this team. Because they were like afraid to get hurt. They were afraid of them coming up short. I'm like, no. It's a special season. They have to make the postseason. They know that too. They have to get in.
I'm guilty of that too because I didn't. It's not that I was afraid to get hurt. I just didn't want. I didn't want to buy into it.
Right, because you didn't want to set yourself up for failure. But look where you are now. You're a Met fan. You can't turn that off. You can't take that off. Regardless, when you're watching them, even if you didn't believe in them, you're rooting for them to win.
Absolutely.
888-808-1019. I got a break here. Keith McPherson on the Fan. 1-0 Dodgers after the Mookie Betts homer that was almost robbed again by Jerks and Profar. Shohei Ohtani struck out. Nobody's calling for him to be benched. I'll update you on that game as it goes on because, like, not for nothing, bros. Like, we might be watching a rematch, let's say, of the 2022 wild card round if it's the Padres coming out of this series to face the Mets. What a script that would be for redemption and the OMG grimace stuff. Like, this is crazy. Baseball's crazy. Baseball's, like, tagline of their commercials, baseball is something else. They hit that right on the mark this year because, like, you can't make this stuff up. So call me up. Let's live in it. Tonight is one of those nights again. Tis the postseason. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90+ days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The most wonderful time. Cam to AM returns right after this.
Start some trouble and call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Yeah. Halfway through another 5 hour KM to AM. One of those nights, man. One of those nights where we take calls. You tell me where you were, who you were with, how you feel, what this is making you feel like, what you're thinking, what you're hoping for tomorrow. I was just seeing some reports that David Peterson will be ready to go. Andy Martino was talking about look for David Peterson to be a potential bullpen hero over the next game or two. And when you think about an elimination game, like if the Mets get the lead tomorrow in front of their home crowd, you empty the clip. You do everything you can to shut them down. You only use Maton and Stanek today. So you can expect to see David Peterson, Jose Buto, Edwin Diaz. I know some of you might not be feeling so great about Buto and Diaz, but haven't seen them pitch on their home mound in a bit. 888-808-1019. It's time. Like, it's the most wonderful time. I love this stuff. I'm a baseball fan. I'm a football fan. I'm a basketball fan. I'm a hockey fan. Devils fans, I'll see you at The Rock Thursday night. Yankee fans, I'll see you at American Whiskey tomorrow night. But tonight's for the Mets fans. Tonight is for Mets fans to live in it, remember where they were, who they were with, all the vibes, all the energy. Sean Manaea's outing, Pete Alonso's homer, Jesse Winker, Starling Marte, Lindor, the defensive plays that were made from Mark Vientos to Lindor to Tyrone Taylor. Like, there was a lot of juiced up, hyped up moments if you were in there tonight. So call us up. Tell us all about it, whether you're watching at home or you were in there. This is for you. Andrew and Shirley on The Fan in New York.
Keith, it is a great night to call in to your show. I got to say, I've called in the past and normally wasn't always great news as for the Mets. But tonight and how this entire run's been going, it's been amazing. I'm going tomorrow, hope to witness another clincher that I, you know, I've been a part of before in 2015. And, I gotta say, this is, you know, this is Miracle Mets, this is Make It Happen Mets, this is the team of destiny. That's fine. It's all well and good. And it's a lot of fun, but we cannot discount the fact that this team is a team that had the best record in all of baseball since May 31st. This is a team that has a guy that you say, and I say as well, even though Otani's unbelievable, is the, you know, 1A MVP of the National League. You know, guys who are pitching for contracts, guys who are playing for contracts. And honestly, the core is still a part of a team that did win 101 games the previous year before some freak stuff happened. So while it is surprising, there's some aspects of it that, like, if we really focus on it, like, hey, should we really be that surprised? It's like a 50-50. So they're definitely the team of destiny. They're fighting. They're playing every day so they don't go cold. But at the same time, there's some serious talent, and there has been fight in this team in the past, and it's been refreshing. It's been a lot of fun, man.
Thanks for the call, Andrew. I'll say this, like, because I hear a lot of people saying, I think Spike said this when he did his, like, troll video on WFAN social media. He's like, they've got a high payroll, but we have to act like they're some type of underdog Cinderella story. Well, they are. Nobody projected them to be this. Trouble on the base paths. Freddie Freeman is compromised. You know, time out for a second with the Mets. Just updating you guys. I don't know if you've been watching. I mean, if you're a Mets fan, you should be paying attention to the Dodgers-Padres series. Jackson Merrill on first. Manny Machado at third. Merrill hits a ball to Freddie Freeman. His ankle's been bad. He throws from his knees, throws the ball into the outfield. Machado advances from first to third. There's no outs. 1-0 lead. Dodgers, Mookie Betts finally showing up with a solo shot, but the Padres in Petco Park, threatening. But yeah, back to the Mets. They are a Cinderella story because they were terrible in the beginning of the year. And yes, we can say
they've had the best record since. It's a long season, and I still don't think a lot of people believed. I think there's still a lot of people in baseball fans that were like, nah, they're going to come up short. Nope, they're gonna disappoint in September. And they were this close to doing that. But they get in as the sixth seed. All you got to do is get in. They're hot now, and they believe now. And now they come home after being on the road. They have their fans behind them. Yesterday was $275 as the lowest ticket price, like before fees. I just went to look. Tomorrow, another $508 start. We're like, it's great for bringing kids out to a weekday game at 5 o'clock. I have a young son. He definitely won't be a Mets fan. But one day, I hope, to bring him to a postseason game and like a 5 o'clock start. And the tickets tomorrow are $196. I know it's a lot still. This is New York. But that's not bad. If you want to go potentially see the Mets clinch and knock the Phillies out and go on to the championship series, these are real words coming out of my mouth. Like, this is a reality.
Leave work a little early. Maybe pull the kids out a little early. You want to get there from school early. You want to get there early. You know, figure out the traffic situation, the parking situation. And by the way, what you said is right. They may not go all the way. This may be it. Who knows, right? No one knows. But the vibe of this team, which I was against because I'm a negative Mets fan because they caused it. They did, not me.
They did this to me.
They did this to me. But this ride, this run that this Mets team has been on, I had said if they didn't make it to the postseason, the season's a disaster. And frankly, if they didn't beat the Brewers, it would have been a disaster. Right now, this magical carpet ride that they are taking their fans on, it is absolutely incredible. And again, for Mets fans, we aren't used to this. Enjoy it. Savor it.
Take advantage of it. Exactly. It doesn't happen all the time. Go to the game if you can go. Go to a watch party if you can go. Go up to Queens, whatever, if you can go. And yeah, it's crazy to think about. In all three of these games, they could have won the series already. Like, the game, it took heroics for the Phillies to come back and beat the Mets and their home crowd. But, like, the Phillies are cooked, man. The Mets have the upper hand. If you've been watching these games, the Mets are doing it with their hitting, with their pitching, with their defense. Christian in St. James, New York, you're next on The Fan. Go for it.
How's it going, Keith? Big fan. Love listening to you. Just left the game. I feel like I'm not a big Grimace guy, the Hawk Tua, the whole nine. I believe in the team holding themselves accountable individually and together. They really push each other to the limit. But, you know, I got one gripe with MLB right now, and that's, you know, these guys on Philly are in the batter's box and on deck circle. Bryce Harper was the number one guy that did it tonight. I was at the game. I was over there. And they're right up on the postseason line. They're right by the foul line. They're too close to the field. I feel like it's something the MLB's got to step in and say, listen, you guys got to get back in the on-deck circle. Got to move back. You know, it didn't hurt us tonight, but in the future it could. And I feel like there's something Mendoza's got to worry about is, you know, Harper was really close to the on-deck circle.
The
right-hand batter's box.
That's not something I noticed.
Game. A lot of the fans were booing. They were yelling about it whole game.
What did it affect? It didn't affect Manaea. It didn't affect any of the infield.
I agree. It didn't affect tonight. It didn't affect anything tonight, but I feel like it's something in the future that could come up and guys can get an advantage on it.
Bryce Harper. Like, it could be just tomorrow and that's it. I don't know.
But I'm saying it's something I've experienced.
Yeah, good observation. I just don't think MLB is going to do anything about that. Thanks for the call, Christian. I don't think MLB is, with all the other things going on, I don't think MLB is, I don't know, maybe I'll look now. I'm like looking on Twitter now to see if that's a thing where these guys are standing in the on-deck circle but not being on deck, being by the postseason sign where they're, almost on the field, but they're not on the field? I don't know. It's a small thing. I feel like there are much larger things to focus on. Like the San Diego Padres going up 3-1 here. I knew the Dodgers were in trouble there. Freddie Freeman is hurt. He threw that ball into the outfield. It went off Machado's head. And now, I'm keeping eyes on it. We'll see.
We'll see. It looks like the Padres are the team. I think they're in control regardless. That first game is what it was. But, you know, David Peralta double right there, scores Jackson Merrill, scores Xander Bogaerts, and it's 3-1 Padres in Petco Park, bottom of the second inning. Tank is in Connecticut on the Fan. What's up, Tank?
Hey, Keith, what's up, man? Appreciate you taking my call. I'm a big fan. I listen to you all the time. I'm on my way home for the game right now. I'm with my brother and my three best friends in the car. It was a magical night tonight, man. Very, very magical. The fans were into it. It was electric. A lot of families had their kids there. It's great to see. It's great to see everyone there, everyone yelling, cheering. And I want to say one thing. The Mets are on a 2024 revenge tour. The Brewers were first. We're going to bury the Phillies tomorrow night. We're not going back to Philadelphia. It's ending tomorrow night. And then I'm telling you right now, I want the Padres next round. I don't care what anybody says. We're going to get them back from 2022.
Yeah.
We're going to get them back. We're going to get them back. And then I don't know who wants to win the Yankees and Royal Series. If it's the Yankees, we'll come right to town. We'll go right into the Bronx. If it's the Royals, we'll get them back for 2015, Keith, to 2024 New York Metropolitan's Revenge Tour. And I got one more thing for you. Let's go, Mets! Let's go, Mets! Let's go, Mets!
I was with you until you started talking about the Yankees and the Royals. We're far away from knowing who's going to come out of that series, who's going to come out of the Tigers-Guardian series. But, no, good for you guys. Be pumped up. You should feel like this is a team of destiny. They've given you every reason to believe. You've got a car full of your friends, your family members that are Mets fans. It's a special time. I'm looking at the Padres, and I'm thinking that, you know, they're about to rally here. They're about to add some more runs with no routes, like no outs. They're about to route them. They're about to go up like 5-1, 6-1 potentially here. And on the road, that gets tough. And I feel like the Dodgers are soft. And, you know, there was a lot of shenanigans in the last game. And it is setting up for a rematch, like I said, of 2022, where you know every single Met fan is going to be thinking about getting that get back. And that is part of the MLB script writing. That is a part of the cinema, the theater, the movie. And we're watching it play out. Kyle from Lyndhurst on the Fan in New York. You're next up, Kyle. Go.
What's up? What's up, Keith? I've been listening to you a long time. I'm actually a Mets fan and a Cowboys fan, so I love when you talk Cowboys.
Ooh, tough one.
On
That's
the fan.
Tough.
Well, yeah. It's the way I was raised. So, you know, you sometimes it's picked for you.
Yeah, right.
I just dropped off my buddy. We were at the Mets game tonight. We were sitting in 332 down the left field line. I mean, the place was electric from before the first pitch when they announced the Mets. I mean, I think people forget the first home game in 2 weeks.
Right.
I mean,
since September 22nd. Yeah, I had that in my notes.
A week ago yesterday, we were playing the Braves in a doubleheader to try and get in the playoffs. That feels like a month ago. I mean, I think the Mets fans deserve this tonight. It was a celebration of the Mets and everything that this team has done for this fan base over the last week. So I'm so happy that the Mets were able to do that. I'm so happy that Pete hit a home run. I don't know if that was the first pitch. I forget. I don't even remember.
I think it was the first pitch.
Go out of the stadium. Yeah, I don't even remember watching the ball go out of the stadium. I was celebrating so hard as soon as he hit it. But I'm going to be back there tomorrow, and let's go Mets. And it's just crazy to think that the Mets are one game away from being in the NLCS, given what everybody thought this team was going to be this year. So I just wanted to call, tell you, you know, I think you're great on the Fan. As a Cowboys fan again, you know, let's go Cowboys. That was a big win on Sunday night. And but as a Mets fan, I'm going to be back there tomorrow. And I think, you know, hopefully the Mets got this. But I try to, as a Mets fan, as I've been for over 30 years, you're always expecting the worst. So I think tomorrow, though, I'm feeling good.
You
Thanks
should.
A lot, Keith.
Thanks for the call, Kyle. Good week of wins for you. Like you said, a week ago yesterday, there is a scenario where you lose both games of the doubleheader and you're out. and you get that ninth inning home run from Lindor. They go on to Milwaukee. They win the first game, lose the second game. You get the heroics from Alonso. Then you face your nemesis, in-division rival. And, I mean, here we are after game three. And like I said, they could have already won the series. The Mets could have already beat them in three games. Philly is cooked. They do not look good. They look very much in their heads. And, you know, Nick Castellanos was quoted after the game saying, they don't want to go back to Billy. They don't want to go back to Philly for game five. No, bro, you don't want to go back to Philly because your own fans don't like you. Your own fans were booing you. You guys don't want to go back to Philly. Might just be a wrap. Like, you might be going back to Philly packed up. It's crazy. What a time. If you're a sports fan, if you're a Mets fan, Yankee fan, whatever, like, we both are in the postseason. Let's see what the Yankees are going to do. But Mets fans, call me up, 888-808-1019. I'm on till 12, taking your calls. I love hearing the stories. I love hearing, because, like, I do this. I go to games, and obviously I'm not a Mets fan. And Tatis, yo. All right, before I read this reading, go to break. But Fernando Tatis Jr. has been having one hell of a postseason. He's, like, top three favorite players for me, not on the Yankees. I just think Nando is like that. He's got so much swag. Him and I got the same hairstyle. I wish he could be a Yankee, but that's never going to happen. That home run he just hit, what did I just say a couple minutes ago? They're about to be up 5-1, 6-1. It is now 6-1 Padres over the Dodgers. They're pouring it on. Walker Buehler, who was just in the news, he got robbed out there in California. He got robbed of his watch at a racetrack. And he's about to get run off the mound in Petco Park. Baseball is something else.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Oh, hit at 239 with 8 home runs and 30 runs batted in. Well hit fly ball deep to right field. Forget it, it's going to go. There it goes. Home run.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah, right back at it on The Fan, a little West Coast, Dr. Dre. I know I've been hearing these gin and juice promos on The Fan. I got to meet the people at Billy's yesterday that are running gin and juice, and they filled me in. I'm like, Dr. Dre and Snoop have like a canned gin and juice drink in different flavors, and they're hitting it hard. I mean, they're spending a lot of money with us, trying to have this promo with the Mets and the Yankees postseason run, and yeah, I told him, come through with it. Come through with it. Stay tuned for my Casamigos big shot of the night in about an hour. Obviously, it's going to be one of the Mets. And I'm watching former Yankee Michael King on the mound. I just don't expect Michael King to give it up. It's the third inning. He's got a 5-run lead. Look at the Padres. The Padres are for real, thanks to a little help from the New York Yankees. Nice little trade we made, gave them a bunch of players. Johnny Brito, Randy Vasquez, right? Kyle Higashioka, Michael King, Drew Thorpe. I think that's the five. Juan Soto got to come through, bro. Juan Soto got to get it done. Mookie's been on it against King. That's two knocks for him. Almost drove in a run there. Anyway, 888-808-1019. This next hour, 10 to 11, I'm really going to run through the Mets calls. And then the last hour, I'm going to open it up for the Yankee fans, for all the fans that want to talk. Rob Saleh, Aaron Judge, maybe Dodgers, Padres, because this game will be a lot further along by then. Then I'm out of here, all right? So let's take another call. Gomez from the Bronx.
Yo! Oh, my God. This is my first time. Can you hear me?
Yes. Your first time? Awesome.
First time on the call. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Yo, I'm teaching my college class cinematography in Purchase College. And my students are, some of them are Mets fans. Some of them don't even know, like, baseball. It's the art school. But I last week during the game where Estor Minaya had his hat inside out in Atlanta, hoping for that win and that doubleheader, I did the same thing today before going to the class, turn on the radio. It was like taking one pitch at a time, one game, one inning at a time, and my boys did it. Unbelievable. Oh, this is so amazing. It brings me so much hope in my life. I wish my son was Mets fan, but he's a Yankee fan. That's okay. But he plays baseball, so just like one pitch at a time. Like I tell my son at the plate, take one pitch at a time, and then you keep hope alive, and you get through. And that, and even if they don't win the series, that's okay, because I'm so proud of my Mets.
Great first call, man. I mean, you're a teacher, so you have some students that you can share this with tomorrow. I'm sure you guys will be talking in class and getting ready for the game. You have a son that's a Yankee fan. He chose against you. He chose to root for the other team, and I'm sure he'll be ready for the Yankees game later on tomorrow night. It's a good time in the city. I'm really hoping that we're hosting the championship series on both sides, in the Bronx and in Flushing. So 888-808-1019. Full rack of calls, going to fly through them. You guys should know 10 o'clock to 11 is just going to be Mets calls, talking about the game, talking about tomorrow's game, and sharing your experience. And then 11 o'clock, Casamigos, big shot of the night, and it's open mic for anybody else that wants to chime in on anything else. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.